We have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. She's from the neighborhood here, so she's very familiar to a lot of folks. Tina Bakehouse is with us here this morning. Tina is a Griswold area native who now lives in the Mills County area and has been doing a lot of different things professionally. One of the things I know she's most proud of is a book that she just published called Discovering Our Magnetic Speaker Within. And we'll talk a little bit about that here this morning. Tina, how are you?
I'm great, Jim. It's wonderful to be back here at KJN and in Atlanta. And I just feel like connection all over again from those years when you would facilitate those 4-H interviews when I was just a high school student.
You're making me seem old again.
You're timeless. You're timeless. Like a fine wine just keeps getting better with age.
See how she teaches you how to be a magnetic speaker? She's doing that right now. Hey, why the book? Why did you get this inkling to write a book?
Well, it's funny. I remember as a high school student in Mrs. Brown's class, I was that geek that loved journaling and always had that vision of how cool would it be to just publish a book, but I had no idea how. And as I got into this professional world of communication and getting ideas out there, there's something about having a thing in people's hands that they can reference. And so as my business, Tina B LLC, started growing more and more in my communication consulting and coaching business, I thought this is great for credibility. And ironically, about a year ago or May of 2022, I went to an author's book signing event and she says, I feel like you need to publish a book. And I was like, well, that's interesting. And she connected me then with Georgetown University and they have the manuscripts publishing affiliation. And so that really was the springboard of the how, because I'd been journaling. I actually journaled and journaled since I was 18 or younger and looked back at all those journals. I kept starting and stopping a book, if you will. Lots of ideas.
Well, it's interesting. Communication is the key to a civilized society. Let's face it, if we can't communicate, how do we do anything?
Right.
But it's amazing how bad a lot of people are at it.
Well, and isn't that interesting? It's this idea, and I actually talk about this in the book with a psychologist, that, you know, if you ask somebody, are you a great leader or an effective communicator, it's very subjective. It's very abstract. It's hard to measure it, really. Whereas if you ask someone, can you run a 10-minute mile? That is very measurable. You know whether you can do it or not. And I think, too, perception is everything. We tend to not look at ourselves in the mirror and do any form of reflection. And I believe that it's really tuning in. If you're truly audience-centered, you tune into and see, is someone really with me here? Is this audience with me? Am I co-creating communication with them? Because it's a with, not an at or a to, it's with.
Mm-hmm. You know, so often we talk when we read something, we talk not so much about being able to read it, but being able to comprehend it. And that's the written word in front of us where we can go back over and over and over. Comprehending what someone is telling you is different. They're not going to keep repeating, I hope, over and over again. So it's incumbent upon the speaker to be able to formulate and then be able to deliver that message in a way that folks will get it.
Absolutely. And really, at the end of the day, everybody wants to be seen, heard, and comprehended. And that's when you know communication actually lands on the ears of your listeners. And it was during my time at Creighton University in the Communication Studies Department, a fellow professor and I really decided that all communication is persuasive. Your audience has two choices. They either can tune you out or they can choose to listen. And it's actually noting that everybody has a core value that affects how they work, communicate, and lead. And we have different learning styles as well. So we tend to communicate to our preferences. And that's where this book, I think, is really helpful, is that it expands your knowledge and understanding of leaning into different types of strategies and techniques to be magnetic, to connect with others and your message.
Now, I can see where this book would be beneficial to someone who speaks publicly, or is in that position oftentimes through work or social life, what have you. How does it resonate with just the average people?
Great question. In fact, that was really important to me. I have a lot of my client base are not doing TED Talks and not keynote speakers. They literally just want to get more comfortable in their own skin and understand the who that they are and actually own the space, whether it's at a networking situation where they're talking about their business or the story of their business, or if they're that executive director trying trying to land funds for a big project for the organization, or if they're a high-level CEO leader and they have a new abstract idea and they're sitting at the table with their team, how do they get that point across? So a lot of the stories here are from clients from all walks of life, from healthcare, financial planner, et cetera, where they're not going out onto big stages at conferences and beyond, but what they are doing is they need to communicate to grow and scale their businesses or make the impact they desire.
If people pick up a copy of Discovering Our Magnetic Speaker Within, they're not going to find that it's a how-to, okay, here's point one, point two, point three. You've mixed in a lot of stories. You kind of touched on that. Some of these stories hit close to home.
Absolutely. It's broken down into three parts. I think three is that magic number. It's very complete. And so the first section is the magnetic mind. So I really break down understanding the self, our brains, how they work, our authentic versus conditioned self and belief systems and our temperament, and interview people, research, give examples, as well as exercises and reflection questions to help build on more understanding of the self and the other. And then building from that is the magnetic message. And it's getting into different ways to be very creative with your message, tap into different learning styles, and get into a flow, which is in positive psychology, that flow of conversation. And then the last piece is the magnetic mechanics, having the presence you desire in terms of your vocal and physical delivery.
There's a balance, though, right? I mean, you don't want to turn it into a comedy routine where people miss the message.
Right.
They might have enjoyed it, but they miss the message altogether. There's got to be a balance there somewhere.
Absolutely. In fact, I talked to a humor engineer. He was one of my favorite interviews, and he talks about that everybody has a sense of humor, but you don't want to force it. In fact, I always tell my clients, never open a talk necessarily with a joke, because a couple things can happen. One, it could land poorly. You think it's funny, and it's really not. Two, it's generally never linked to your topic, so that's a disconnect. Or three, it could be wicked funny, and now you've set the bar up high, and what if you're super boring afterwards? So you don't want any of those three things to happen. But at the end of the day, it's accepting that all of us have an authentic style, and you don't want to try and be Tony Robbins or Brené Brown. You want to be you and figure out what does that look like. So it's putting on the pair of pants that fit just right.
I know you've had an opportunity to get out and talk to folks about the book. I know you visited with the Rotary Club here recently in Atlantic. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, what's very exciting is one gal that picked it up and paid for it right away. She goes, I never carry cash. This is awesome. I'm so going to start reading this. And the thing that I'm hearing is they love that balance of story and strategy, because that, you know, with my academic background, even my revisions editor initially said, Tina, we need more you. Take out some of this research. So it's the balance of data with story, but also, so it's the credibility, but it's that pathos and that emotional appeal. And there is that element gently of the how-to towards the end, where you get the application of, I know I have a story, or I don't know if I have a story. How do I go through that and get some ways in figuring that out?
Absolutely. I mean, in our business, we talk all the time with young people coming into broadcasting about, you know, the bottom line is at the end of the day, we're storytellers. And we need to get that message across. If we're doing, say, news or what have you, we have copy in our hands. We have the story in our hands. How do we impart that in a way that the listener at home will remember it without having the written word in their hands? It's not necessarily always easy. And a lot of folks just don't understand how to be able to do those types of things effectively.
That's right. Because I think a lot of it, and I even was guilty of this too, I held storyteller as a really high, like, ooh, it's performative. I need to be on stage. I'm getting a standing ovation. All of that. And so when I let that go and let the ego go and say, we are all natural born orators of our lives, we engage in storytelling every day, unfortunately through gossip sometimes, but in other ways as well. And if you own that, stories transport our heads to our hearts, and that's what resonates. I mean, stories are 22 times more memorable than facts. So you really need, if you want to be persuasive, it is a powerful persuasive tool to use story. And it's owning that you do have stories. It's mining for the gold.
Yeah, I think we were all taught at one time or another, probably in the middle school or high school, where we had note cards, where we had all kinds of bullet points out, or perhaps we had the written copy in our hands and pages and paper. Sometimes we were reading all that. Just because we have all that doesn't mean we're able to get that information across. You have to find that right style.
Absolutely. It's all about style, in fact. And that's where, when you look at what is my speaker style, that it really embraces not just content, but also delivery and how you own your own energy and your space. And that's where practice and preparation and even the power of the pause comes into play.
All this from a rural Griswold girl.
You know, I will say Griswold and Cass County have done such beautiful foundation for me. I'm so grateful to not only the experience I had at Griswold Community High School and all those K through 12 experiences, but here in Atlantic, I worked at what used to be the Chestnut Tree and Main Street Grill. Talk about, and I remember you would come in sometimes for lunch, Jim, and I would always try to be persuasive and name those desserts and talk about trying to upsell. And have communication, but also very grateful for the 4-H program that we had here in Cass County, how it broadened my communication skills and the relationship here with KJN. You know, it is truly the station where your friends are. Like you warmly welcomed me in, and you've been this friendly face and voice for many, many years.
If folks want to learn a little bit more or perhaps pick up a copy of the book, how can they find that?
They absolutely can do through my website, tinabakehouse.com. That's tinabakehouse.com. You can sign up for my newsletter, get communications and storytelling tips and tools, as well as this book. You also can go on Amazon as well. You can get an ebook or a paper copy. And I just, a lovely Dave Schwab has donated one of my books to your Atlantic Public Library, so you can check it out there as well. But reach out to me. Email me at tinab@tinabakehouse.com. Especially, I live in the Mills County area. I'd be happy to meet up for coffee and sign you a copy.
Very good. Family still lives around here. How is all the family?
The family is great. You know, my parents live on the farm that I grew up in, and that's wonderful. My son is, you know, I always joke, he's 13 going on 65. He wants to be a pro golfer, so all he loves to do is shop and golf, so he's kind of a retiree. But doing great, and he's big into band and enjoying sports. And then we're harvesting away. My spouse is big into finishing up corn and switching to the last 20 acres of beans. So that's pretty exciting.
All right. Good time of the year.
It is. Isn't it beautiful? This has been an amazing fall.
You bet. Discovering Our Magnetic Speaker Within is the name of the copy, and you can pick that up. Tina Bakehouse is the author. You can find that on Amazon, for example. All kinds of places you can pick that up, and check it out. See if that's something that can help you maybe become just a little bit better at communicating. Maybe I need that, too. Tina, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jim.